All right, good afternoon. My name's Mr. Pishaneri. May I see your passport, please?
Yes, sure.
Thank you, thank you. And how do I pronounce your surname?
Kotelnikova.
And you're from Russia, Jana?
Yes, I am.
Yes, and when did you arrive in Australia?
In July 2011.
And did you study previously, or what have you been doing?
Yeah, in Russia, I was studying at the university, and now I work full-time in Australia.
Yes, and what are some of the differences between Russian workplaces and Australian workplaces?
It is a different culture, and of course, it's a different place as a working place. So, the weather condition is different, and computers are different
I
too.
see. And have you adapted fairly easily?
I can't say that it was very easy for me, but you can learn, understand, talk, and so it takes some time.
I see. Good. Let's talk about the topic of music. Do you like listening to music?
Yes, I like music, yep.
Yep. And what type of music do you enjoy listening to most?
I like electronic music. That's very, very rhythmical music, and I enjoy it very much because I like dancing as well.
See, good. And when do you usually listen to music?
At the nightclubs.
And have you ever learned to play a musical instrument?
At the childhood, I tried to play piano, but my mom couldn't buy me piano, so I tried several times, and that's it.
See, good. All right, let's move to the topic of telecommunications. Do you use the telephone or mobile phone very often?
Yes, I use it daily.
I see. And do you send text messages?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. And are phone calls expensive in your country, in Russia?
No, we just can buy a plan, mobile plan, and then it will be for free.
And what about the internet? Is this also similar in terms of expense and usage?
In my country?
Yes, in Russia.
No, it's very different than here because we can buy internet package as well in Russia, and it's very cheap. It's cost maybe $10 or $15 a month, but here we have to spend 70. That's much expensive.
What do you use the internet mainly for?
For searching some information, like medical centers, nightclubs, restaurants, whatever you want to find, you can find on the internet.
And what is the best way you find to keep in touch with family and friends?
We use Skype for chatting with my mom, but if we are at the same country, I can call my friend over the phone, so it's easiest way to reach him.
Good. Just very briefly, let's talk about a very different topic. Can you tell me something of what you understand about superannuation?
Superannuation. When people retire, they get superannuation as a fund, so they can use this fund, this money, for any purposes. They can take this money off the superannuation because of the illness that can threaten you and health, like if your health is not so good, so you can take this money off. But you actually can spend this money to buy the house if you don't have a house.
Sure. Good. Let's move to part two of the speaking. I'll show you a topic. You have approximately a minute to consider this.
Wait.
So, this one here. You can make notes if you want. All right, John, are you ready to start, please?
Yes. My favorite market is located in Oakley, and it's a hippie market. I like it because there are a lot of clothes and shoes and very nice and unusual bricks and blocks. Some bits and pieces you can buy there. And there is a cheap vegetable and fruit market. I like to buy them for daily purposes, right? And these clothes are very nice and unusual for me because I don't like big shopping centers like huge hypermarkets. It's always overcrowded and a lot of people are there. But this market is very friendly. It has a very friendly atmosphere and cheap. So it's important when you enjoying shopping and you can spend the money what you can spend. It is quite affordable for you, and you don't have to worry about prices and something like that. I'm not looking at quality in this market.
Have you ever considered having a stall there yourself?
Yeah, this is a store for myself. This is
So you have had a stall there in the past, or would you have a stall there in the future
Where do you mean where?
at
Where
this
this in
market?
this market? It is already there, this market, right? This store is in Oakley,
Yes, but
right?
would you ever have a stall
Ah, like
at this
me.
market? Yes,
Ah,
you.
yes, sure, yes. Yes, definitely. It's a quite nice idea. It's not as usual and for people, I mean. And this is quite nice idea.
And is it very well attended? Is it attended by many people on Saturday?
It is very popular on the weekends because most people have day offs at their days and they can go somewhere. And yes, a lot of people are there because it's cheap, as I said.
And have you attended similar markets such as this around Melbourne?
No, in Melbourne I didn't attend the similar market here, but I was once in Cairns and it was nice as well.
You think markets will re be replaced more and more by huge shopping malls and big supermarkets?
That could be, but in my point of view, these kind of markets are unique.
Are markets good for preserving community spirit, do you think?
Yes, it is. I think so.
Why do you think that some of the big shopping centres can't reproduce this same sense of community spirit?
Because you have to understand the idea of that clothes, of that bricks and bricks, and the things they are selling for, like for home furniture for home, and a lot of stuff. You have to understand the idea for that. In our malls, this is for majority of people. This is not for the narrow level of people, right?
Many people are critical of society's obsession with shopping. Do you think there are some positive aspects to consumerism?
Consumerism. Yes, I think that it is important in our life to buy things and supply yourself with everything you need.
What about people who shop just for the sake of shopping?
So that's up to them. They can do that if they want it. So I
What do you
don't
think they
think
get out of this? What sorts of benefits do you think they get?
they enjoy it. They get happy. So they be more relaxing, they don't have stress,
Good. And so,
and
would you disagree with people who think that shopping is becoming more like a disease?
yes, I can say that I can disagree with these people, because if people can afford to do shopping, so that's up to them. You can't judge them for that.
And what do you think are some of the potential negatives of consumerism?
Some people can abuse shopping and buy a lot of stuff that they don't really need, right? But yeah, it's a kind of probably disease for them, but I think it's small percentage of people who do that.
Okay, all right. Ciao. See you, Katie. Thank you, Jana. That is the end of the speaking test.
My God, I failed myself.
Hey, Ben.
I thought I spelled this okay, but I forgot how to pronounce.